or send it to my new Proton Mail address. So,
okay, now, the defendant, his name is Robert, he is afraid of filing a motion because he doesn't want to transfer into the trustee position, where right now he believes that he is the beneficiary, and that's the reason the court is keep on postponing his hearing, because they don't know what to do about it.
Right, he has to acquiesce to their jurisdiction.
Correct. So filing a motion would keep him out of that? From the authorized agent of the capital letter name?
Yep.
Can we have a third party do that? In the interest that he's on the land and we're afraid he's going to be harmed by this?
Yeah, he's been kidnapped and drug on this. Basically, what they've done is they've kidnapped him and
right.
drug him out to a ship somewhere.
That's right. That's what they did. They kidnapped him. So we may be able to get a third party to put that demand in there to protect him from injury.
Okay, well, here's what would need to be done first. There needs to be a document that draws up that's an assignment of counsel of choice. Okay?
By him?
You have the right to counsel of choice under, I forget what amendment it is right now.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be to make a statement and sign by the guy that Roberts is in jail that where he is choosing his counsel of choice to represent the man, okay, and then file the document, the third party by ever who that counsel of choice would be, that would be a judicial notice to the court.
Yeah. Perfect.
So he's going in and saying, hey, you asshole captain out there, you kidnapped my ass. So yeah.
Okay, now, the defendant, his name is Robert, he is afraid of filing a motion because he doesn't want to transfer into the trustee position, where right now he believes that he is the beneficiary, and that's the reason the court is keep on postponing his hearing, because they don't know what to do about it.
Right, he has to acquiesce to their jurisdiction.
Correct. So filing a motion would keep him out of that?
That one's a... I have to think about how to do that. Probably file a demand. The man has the ability to file a demand.
From the authorized agent of the capital letter name? Can we have a third party do that? In the interest that he's on the land and we're afraid he's going to be harmed by this?
Yeah, he's been kidnapped and drug on this. Basically, what they've done is they've kidnapped him and
right.
drug him out to a ship somewhere.
That's right. That's what they did. They kidnapped him. So we may be able to get a third party to put that demand in there. To protect him from injury.
Okay, well, here's what would need to be done first. There needs to be a document that draws up that's an assignment of counsel of choice. Okay?
By him?
You have the right to counsel of choice under, I forget what amendment it is right now.
Yeah.
Signed by the guy that Roberts is in jail that where he is choosing his counsel of choice to represent the man, okay, and then file the document, the third party by ever who that counsel of choice would be, that would be a judicial notice to the court.
Yeah, perfect.
So he's going in and saying, hey, you asshole captain out there, you kidnapped my ass. So yeah. I'm assigning this third party as my counsel of choice to answer and file this document on my behalf because you had me jailed and you're denying me access to the law.
Perfect.
And process.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're denying me due process and access to the law, and then I would take that document after it's filed, stamped into the case, and I'd be sending that son of a bitch up along with it. What we're trying to do right here with Mike Steele is he has the evidence in this court case, and it's a long drawn out court case, and it deals with driving without a license.
Mm.
Okay? And they denied him due process. They denied him trial by jury. They now on the record, I couldn't believe it. I read this and I couldn't believe this. Now they have the appellee filing a answer in the court because the state said, well, you didn't file these. You didn't file this stuff. And he goes, bullshit, here it is. Right here's the file stamp on it. Here's the document you say I didn't file. And here's the clerk of court stamp on the document you say I didn't file. And so now they come back, and they're in the appeals court, and the appellee is now backpedaling, saying, oh, we made a mistake. Blah, blah, blah. Okay? And in there is where he says, well, the court has the right to overrule it and
oh,
and
my God.
Disregard the demur. Okay? But the statutes in the state of Ohio very clearly state, and I like to say, I think there's the main statute, and I think there's like six or seven subordinate statutes that also refer to the right to a demur. So what you have now is you have the prosecuting attorney in the appeals court. Okay? The appellate in the appellee in the appeals court, the state in the appeals court, is making the statement that it's perfectly okay for the judiciary to overrule the statutes and laws of the state to put somebody in jail because they didn't have a license that they're not required to have when they're engaged in the act of husbandry. So, if there's a girl out here in California that says she has a court that's been recognized with a seal, I'd like to meet her.
Okay. I'll give you. I'll give her your number, and I'll have her call you.
Yeah, this number, not the old number.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting because I don't know how is where she at, Sacramento or somewhere.
Southern California, San Diego.
Oh, she's at clear down San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if Daniel knows her. That'd be interesting to know.
She knows you. Yeah, her name is Barbara Weir.
Barbara Weir. Never, I don't know who she is.
She knows. She knows you. She knows a lot of people that have been around like you and me.
Right.
The gurus, you know, the people that are trying to help people.
Right. I'm trying to put this back together.
Yeah, I'll have her give you a call, and then maybe you can both learn something from each other.
Right. So the guy that's with the IRS, he's in Ohio?
He's in San Diego.
He's in San Diego down where she is.
Yeah, he's right there with her. He knows her. They've been setting up trust. She's the researcher that has all this research. She's really a brain. She's smart. She's got a lot of case law and she knows how to apply it and so forth and so on. So she's been working with his mentor or his partner, Dean Steves. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Yeah, I know. Dean bought a book from me.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I questioned him when I said, how did you get that already? It's just been published. He says, I got it. So I took mine apart and copied it and have them send it in to the guy in jail so he could read it, and he's already used part of it.
Really?
And he's read it and used it. And so, then they've been setting up trusts for a lot of years. And the IRS brought him in because they claimed that he wasn't paying his taxes properly. And they, like I say, they came in California. They don't belong there. They can't come into that state without permission or without authorization. And the venue's wrong. The court is wrong. They don't have jurisdiction, and they prosecuted him, put him in jail for 3 years. Then they wanted him to come down and sign some documents, and he wouldn't do it, so they put him in jail. And now he's...
They want to sign release forms to release those agents from liability.
Well, they want him... He's a political prisoner because they're not charging him. They're just keeping him there because... They don't want this to be exposed that he's not a 14th Amendment citizen. He's done all his documentation, and that he's not saying anything to transverse into the trustee.
Okay, and the judge put him in jail, or the prosecutor put him in jail?
I'm not sure about that, but I think whoever arrested him was a Treasury agent, and they're the ones that wanted him to sign some documents.
Right.
But he hasn't transferred into the trustee. He's still the beneficiary, and they're trying to get him to be the trustee so they can continue. And they keep putting his case off. They just say, well, it's going to be next month, because they don't know what to do. And that's why I was asking about the mandamus, because he's got the writ of mandamus in there waiting for a judgment on that. And I just found out within an hour ago that the judge can't see the writ because he's a man and not a motion by an attorney. So he turned in the mandamus, and the judge turned it into the court clerk and said it's not in English. Yep, he said it's not in English. I can't read it. And that's the reason is because it's a writ written by a man. Right?
Okay. That's a unique one there. That's one that I haven't heard of.
That judge just... In my mind, the judge just killed himself because he did that. He put it in the record.
Yeah. Okay, well, so the judge now has admitted on the record that he's not a judge. So the judge now,
by what? By doing that filing to the clerk on the mandamus?
Yeah, but not by saying it's not written in English.
He just admitted he's not a judge? Well, he's got a Latin quote in there on the same document, so.
Oh, so he put a Latin quote in, so the judge is saying it's not written in English, it's written in Latin.
Well.
He needs to probably base that. I have to mull this around in the back of my head, but I think possibly should probably file a motion for reconsideration first, because that...
Reconsideration of the writ of mandamus?
Reconsideration on the judge's determination that the...
It's not in English.
That it's not in English.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And have demand that the judge... And here's the other side that everybody screws up on you, but... Whatever decisions are placed on the record by anybody, whatever any of these assholes say, you need to demand that they come forward with the findings of facts and conclusions of law upon which they're relying to base their decision on.
Good one.
Because once you make the demand for findings of facts and conclusions of law, okay, and they don't come forward with those, now they're admitting they don't exist. And when they admit they don't exist, there's no findings of facts and conclusions of law that we can provide upon which we base our opinion or determination or decision, then there is none.
Yeah.
So that, therefore, that vacates the decision. It voids it. Because when they remain silent, their silence can only be equated with fraud. And in that pleading, they need to make and word the pleading in such a way where they're making the statements that indicate that when the judge remains silent, his silence is acquiescence to the statements that are in the document.
Mm-hmm.
The document has to be drawn up in such a way that it's firm so that when they remain silent, the statements in the document causes the what he's saying shows that the judge has no jurisdiction. So their silence is an agreement that the document itself is making the statement that the judge doesn't have authority, doesn't have a power. He's lost his position as a judge and all those other things. Now, Brad has a two-page document that he was going to send me, and he said he sent it to me, but I can't find it. I got to call him.